Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome to the Sherlock's Team Podcast. Today, it's me, the founder of Sherlock's, Georgie Courage-Cole, and my co-host, head of broadcasting, senior fashion editor, Charlotte Collins.
It's fun to call it the Team Podcast, and it's just little old us.
You and me. Team. I think people are probably get quite sick of the sound of our voices. But anyway, we thought that given that it's the summer and we are working remotely, we wouldn't drag lots of people in, and we would just, it would be you and me. We had quite fun doing it, just the two of us.
We've been waiting for the opportunity to bring it back.
Like, we were ready. The world was ready for the sound of our dulcet tones.
Once again, that was 6 months ago. Did you know that?
I know.
Gosh.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I had Tor's wedding.
Oh, and one of the questions. So yes. Today's podcast, we've been crowdsourcing questions from Instagram. I'm literally sitting here where we both are armed with pages of questions. One of them was Tor's wedding. Yes. How was it?
It was amazing. I won't say too much because I feel like that's for her to talk about, really, isn't it? I did get a message. I put a thing on Instagram while we were there, and I got a message from somebody saying, will her wedding be featured in the next month's wedding edition? I was like, calm down. Maybe at some point. Perhaps
that
not this coming
nice.
Month.
I know, would be nice. For anyone listening that is new to the podcast, Tor is our wellness editor, and she's often on this podcast broadcasting, and yeah, she got married attempt number fourth time
lucky. And actually, oh, you know, God. What I think it was so worth the wait. I mean, again, it's for her to comment, but I would imagine that she would say it was worth the wait because she didn't have to do it with 15 people or 30
she
people.
Got a big wedding,
she got a big wedding, she got everything she wanted, she looked incredible. I mean, stunning.
Wow, she really did that dress.
Amazing. Oh.
I think she talked about it, but I was still blown away when I saw it. Like, it wasn't what I expected.
No, she'd always said it would be very simple, but Tor's style is normally quite kind of classic, and it was a bit sexier than I thought she'd go.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
it looked amazing.
Yeah, she looked great.
So, it was great. We were suffering on Sunday, and then we suffered through the football even more.
Oh,
it was depressing, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, I sort of told myself we weren't going to win, and we didn't. Shame we lost on penalties.
Yes.
Shame that racism has kicked off. And God, I mean, who are those fucking morons? Poor guys. I feel for them so badly.
So
I wonder
young.
Why they put such young guys to do it, to do such a tough job. But anyway, I think we can be so proud. Do you know what I think is amazing? That I was watching the football. Like, that's how exciting it was. That's how well we did. I mean, we were in the final, for God's sake. I mean, that's incredible.
It's amazing. And I saw a meme, actually, or a tweet from somebody who said, you know, Gareth Southgate, I've watched 2 games of football in the last week and I never watched football. So this is what you've done. It's me as well.
That is me. I only watched 2.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
Like, I think I better get on board now.
I think I've hit my fill probably until the World Cup.
And now I'm an expert on penalties.
Are we all? Outrageous that they sent such young players when Grealish was around. I mean, we're all an expert. But
I'm like, they need me. They need me commentating. I mean, anyway, still didn't know the offside rule. But anyway, you've got to give it to us. We were behind them and they did a grand job. And, you know, we should all be supporting them and nothing else.
Yes.
Let's get on with the questions.
Let's.
These are in no particular order because there are so many. It would have taken us about 2 hours to put them in order.
I quite like the randomness.
They're going to be a bit all over the place. So apologies in advance. So the first question was, do you have any playlist recommendations for a workout in the gym?
Can I tell you, I have my own playlist, which most of the girls here can attest. It's a good playlist, isn't it? No, she's not nodding. Okay, I thought I might get some agreement.
I'm looking at Lily. So, do you know her playlist?
Yes, you do. We played my playlist when we were shooting.
You're right.
It's a good playlist. So I have
really left out.
I'll send it to you. Anyway, I have a playlist which is it's like an all-rounder.
The Spice Girls.
It's a bit tougher than that. It's a little cooler than that. But it's basically for, you know, Ben uses it for running, but we use it here when we're shooting for a bit of hype. And it's just, you know, Nicki Minaj. Who else? We've got a bit of N-dubs. You know, there's some throwbacks
cool.
in there. So I create my own. I don't even know how people find one on Spotify. I'll try and share it on Instagram.
I think if you just search good workout play, I quite like a bit of one hit wonders as well.
Do you? Yeah. Oh yeah, what was it you were talking about the other day? You were dancing to, I don't know, Chicken Shop or something.
I can't remember, something really big. That was boxing.
Yeah, that was it.
I don't really listen to playlists, I have to say. Music, if I'm going for a run or I'm doing cardio, I find them both so boring that I need something that's really going to carry my attention.
Oh, so you'll do a podcast.
So I do podcasts or I watch TV. People will say, how do you watch box sets? Mm. The only way I really watch them is when I exercise. Yes, and I do exercise religiously at least 4 times a week. So that is my time when I watch things. And the more rubbish they are, the better.
Mm. Well, because you get lost in it. I just need the hype. I need the kind of bounce of the music, personally.
I do. If I'm doing weights, I go for the music. But you can be watching. Sometimes if I'm on holiday, I'll download a film onto my phone and then watch that in the hotel gym sort of over 3 days. And suddenly you'll have done 40 minutes on the machine and it sort of flies by. Mm. So I find if I'm listening to music, I'm like, two songs.
Yeah, another
That's
song.
Only 6 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Got another however long to go. So anyway.
Makes sense.
Wedding bag ideas. What did you both use?
I didn't take a thing to my wedding.
I think my bridesmaids had my things.
Yeah. I think I gave like a lipstick to someone and that was about it. I left my phone at home. I don't think you need much.
I think my bridesmaids had my lip gloss.
Yeah.
And then I had stuff at the marquee when we got there that someone else had. And then I had a load of stuff in the house with...
Yeah. I like gave the planner a bag.
I'm not sure that you want a bag as a bride. You've got flowers in one hand, you're holding your husband's hand in the other, and maybe a glass of champagne.
That's
already too many things.
You would want one if you were having like a civil. I did actually use one for my civil. I borrowed a blue clutch for my mum because, you know, blue borrowed. Nice. But we often round up bags in the wedding edition as well. So there's loads out there. Beaded, something small, pretty.
Yeah, I think they're lovely. Yeah. But I think they get in the way.
Yeah.
I think you end up giving them to someone else to carry.
I agree. It's just a burden for your bridesmaids, isn't it? Okay, Georgie, actually, this is a good one for you. Casual dinner party outfit suggestions, please. You're a good host. What do you wear when you have people over?
Do you know, I'm more smart normally when I go to someone else's house. When I'm hosting, I like to be a bit more comfortable.
Mm. Would you ever wear heels at home?
Yes.
You would?
Definitely. Mm. If I'm hosting, really, I tend to wear a boot because I'm more stable in a boot. So I feel like I can move around the house quicker.
3 gin and tonics later.
But no, I'm talking
stability.
About like, getting from the kitchen to the table. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, you're going to be on your feet when you're hosting. So I think comfort is more key. Also, sleeves get in the way if you're hosting. Yeah. So I think you've got to be really careful of that because you've got your hands in the sink. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to someone's house, either, God, standard leather trousers, pair of jeans, some properly high heels and a nice top. Yeah. I mean, that's standard. If I'm going out to a restaurant, quite like a dress.
Yeah.
I think in the winter, you can't beat, you know, leather skinnies, a really nice jumper, like a long V-neck cashmere jumper with a great pair of earrings and heels. Mm. What about you?
Similar, but I would probably wear it. I get quite hot in other people's houses if I've been drinking, so I'd probably just wear a blouse instead.
I get hot in my own house. I get cold and I cannot bear going to someone else's house and being cold.
Yes,
I just will not enjoy myself. So I tend to wear more at someone else's house.
Okay, noted.
Okay, recommendations for buying an investment watch after inheritance. That's a nice thing to do with a bit of inheritance.
I agree. $3,000 is the budget in that question, which I think sadly these days won't get you hugely far with a new watch. You might be able to find something classic, so it's worth kind of a look on the vintage sites, First Dibs, Vestiaire, and you might be able to get yourself a bargain. Really, like if you're buying one watch, it sort of has to be Rolex or Cartier, doesn't it?
Yeah. I have a Cartier watch that actually was my wedding present from my husband. I think it was about $3,000 then, and I bought him a Breitling, and it's now $6,000.
Yes, I know.
I mean, that is mad.
It's insane. And I have the same. I got a watch from my 18th, which also was, I think it was about $3,500 then, and is now 7, 8. There's actually a question in this mix I had a flick through before about Chanel and the price of Chanel going up. And just while we're on the topic of, you know, things increasing, like, yeah, they're mad. The prices are now mad, but they're continuing to increase. So so do it now. If you've got an injection of $3,000, just buy it because it will be 10 in a month or whatever.
Totally.
It's ridiculous.
I have to say, if I was going to buy now, I mean, I have the Cartier Santos Extra Large. It was an extra large. I think it's now large.
I was about to say, it's not huge. I mean, it's
when
chunky,
it came out, 2006, when I got married, this was like enormous.
Yeah.
It was a men's extra large.
Yeah.
It had just come out. And they were like, are you sure you want that watch? It's really big. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. But I would probably now go Rolex, Oyster Perpetual probably, if I was...
I also probably love a Rolex Datejust as well. There's a that's quite unisex, and a two-tone Datejust, I think, will, if you're going to have one watch, will go with absolutely everything.
There are quite a few watch marketplaces now, secondhand watches, and you can, for $3,000, you could definitely get a vintage. And when we say vintage, we basically mean
old. Pre-loved.
Rolex or Cartier, but I'd probably go down that road too. Someone has said, where should they buy a dress for their 30th birthday, please? I mean, that's a big question without a budget.
And also sort of depends how you're celebrating. God,
for
it's
sure.
So
so go short, go short.
Go short and fun. Rotate, you can't really beat, can you?
No.
And remain Berger Christensen.
I think just go short, get your legs out.
Yes. Self-portrait, great party dresses. I mean,
blow the budget. You won't regret it. It's your 30th. I'd say go for it.
I know you know the answer to this question because you have one. Thin console table for a London Victorian house. Ooh. Is your house Victorian?
Yes.
And you have a nice console table.
It's from Oka.
It's lovely, that.
I think Oka do the best consoles. They have so many and they're not the cheapest and they're not the most expensive. They're sturdy. Mm. There's loads of choice. Yeah, I think they're great. Otherwise, look for something antique. Mm. I mean, the fun of antiques is just, oh, so, it's so thrilling. Go to Kempton and go to the antiques markets.
I need to do that.
Well, I did that.
Is
with
that
Laura.
You on BTS? Yes.
Yeah, Laura and Georgina Blasky, and it was the wettest day ever. And I haven't been back, and I really want a chair for my hall, and I really want to go. It was literally the best thing. If you like rummaging for stuff, it's just the most satisfying thing.
We also ran a feature on site on Monday, which was a roundup of our favourite vintage pieces online at the moment. And there was an amazing console table in there by Alice Home. She takes vintage ones and kind of lacquers them up. And I thought it was incredible, the one we featured. It was like a bright blue.
She's really clever. She's got loads of tips for how to transform sort of pre-loved antique furniture.
Yeah.
And I mean, lacquering is amazing. I don't know how hard it is, but
no idea.
We love the lacquer company. Changing the subject back to fashion. If you could only have one fashion purchase a month, what would you buy?
I say I do only have one fashion purchase a month.
I actually think this is a really good rule. Mm. And I know that you'll agree, and as the sort of sustainability agenda has got more and more prominent, and rightly so. And I think that's how I am. Mm. I'm kind of buy one great thing, and it's probably about once a month.
Yeah.
As opposed to buy three or four.
I know.
That are a load of rubbish.
I've talked about it a million times, but it wasn't giving me satisfaction anymore to shop like that. And actually, that sustainability thing just kind of worms its way in, doesn't it? And you do end up just feeling guilty and kind of wanting more and better, don't you? So, can I tell you what I bought this month? I think we shot Winnie in them. They're from Ray Tate, and they are faux leather vegan bright blue trouser.
Wow.
They're really cool. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm thinking that navy jumper, white boots.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm in a mission to put more colour into my autumn. Oh, God, people aren't going to want to talk about autumn winter wardrobe yet, but
other than
that's
you
what I'm
and
thinking
Lou,
about.
No, they're not.
No.
Lou was actually talking about her autumn winter wardrobe yesterday on Instagram. I was like, okay, the heat wave is coming.
God, I hope so.
I'm going to Dorset on Friday, and it is looking like an absolute corker.
You hit the jackpot. I was chatting to Hodge this morning. He's off to Cornwall as well.
I know. Lucked out. Mm. What is your favourite restaurant in London for a birthday?
A friend actually asked me this yesterday. We did chat about restaurants on the podcast the other day, but
you did and a friend asked me about this the other day and you talked about Hyde.
Yes.
And I wrote back and top of my list was Hyde.
Great.
So I was like,
I'm so pleased.
Totally aligned.
The other place that I thought, the one I recommended to my friend yesterday, he's looking for somewhere special to take his wife for her 30th, is Restaurant Story, which is the Tom Sellers restaurant. I mean, it's in London Bridge. It's a really weird location actually, but incredible food, unbelievable tasting menu. You know, I think you pick between 5 or 10 courses and it's super special. There's a sort of Heston style element to it. It's all kind of quirky. There's duck fat candles and that kind of thing, but really different, really special. What about you?
I still think Chilton Firehouse is a good shout.
Yes.
I still think it's great. I think that's a really fun place to go. Got a good vibe.
Mm.
If you wanted somewhere really swanky and flashy, then Isabel is quite fun.
Also good vibes. Yeah,
good vibes. I tell you where I went the other day is to Bagatelle, which I'd never been to before. Oh my God, that was fun.
That's fun with a crowd, right?
Fun with a group. I mean, it's a really mixed crowd and it's quite flashy, but they like bring your food out and next thing the waiters come out dancing to the music. It's a bit like Archer Street. Those kind of vibes. Like, it's not
dream.
It's not a Rocking at House music.
Yeah.
It's like Dirty Dancing comes on and you're sitting at the table and you're eating and everyone just like stops and gets up.
Oh, fun.
Starts dancing.
Ben's planning a stag and yesterday he was like, is Archer Street fun? I was like, yes, for a group of girls. Okay. I'm not really sure it's
the
a
ratio.
Stag
place. Well, the ratio will be good. They might not let you in the door.
True. They're all married men.
Yeah. I also wrote down Monkey House. It's quite fun. I haven't been, but I really want to go to Gloria.
Gloria is cool. It's more low key than those other places.
It?
Yeah, it's more like bustling Trattoria. Vibes than this.
I tell you where I really want to go after it was on Behind the Scenes is Circolo Popolare.
Yes. Oh, I'm lying. I've been to Circolo. I haven't actually been to Gloria.
Okay.
Yes. Same group though.
Is it?
Yeah. It's those two plus the. There's a new one as well.
And then if it was somewhere special, somewhere like River Cafe or Spring or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
What trends are you looking forward to this fall?
Well, I don't know if I'm sure
I'm
it's the weather.
To you for this
I'm
one.
Sure if you come in a week's time when, please God, the weather is nice, I won't be thinking quite so much about autumn winter fashion. But I mean, trends is such a hard word these days, isn't it? I don't really think about trends anymore. More just what I want to wear. I'm going to buy Paris, Texas boots this winter. That's what I've decided. I want a pointed long boot. Kind of killer pair.
Have you seen the autumn winter collection? Is it the same as last year?
Yeah, it's really similar. Yeah, there's more. They've nice. Branched out as well into other styles, but there's still that kind of core high boot.
We're still going to be wearing the knee high.
I think so. And I'd like some sweater dresses as well this year. I think we're going to invest in a cashmere one.
I feel like you've worn sweater dresses.
Yeah, I've got a few, but I haven't got any good ones. So that's what I'll be investing in. What about you?
I feel like I'm at a stage in my life where, look, we'll all be influenced by the trends, but it doesn't change that much, does it? I mean, good knitwear, good leathers, good denim, good tailoring, some new shoes. Yeah. It's kind of it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Back to summer. Favourite summer makeup. Do you have a favourite summer makeup? I don't really.
I have to. I'm not one of these people. I think if I had glorious golden skin, I would probably mix up my summer makeup a little more. But since I don't and I require coverage and tan year round, I'm not hugely dissimilar.
No, me neither. No. What about summer fragrances?
Oh, I feel like I've talked plenty about fragrances over the last few weeks. What about you? What are your fragrances?
I've talked about them quite a lot, but the stories, they're called stories parfum, which is quite a hard word to say in an English accent.
You have to do that thing where you sound like a knob by putting on
I know,
accent.
I know. Anyway, there's number one and number two, and I have them both. And I have number two on now. I have number one up on my desk. And I really could not love them more. And I can't believe that anybody would smell them and not love them. Maya has one of them. Loz has one of them.
Where can you buy them?
You can buy them. I think Kitty and Joe sell them. You can buy them online. And then I've got a Creed, one of those really expensive, you know, the ones with the gold on the bottle. I forget the name.
Yeah.
But I've got one of those that I kind of alternate with. But that one's so expensive, I don't like to use it all the time.
I was going
to
say, you're not a huge mixer-upper of perfumes, are you?
I wear quite heavy. Heady, oody fragrances in the winter, which is too much at this time of year. So I definitely, they're sitting in my cupboard and I haven't really opened them for a while.
Favorite outfits for a guest at a formal wedding? Have you got any formal weddings this year?
Yes, my brother.
Of course. What are you wearing? Can you give us
a sneak peek? He's getting married in spring. I'm so excited. I'm actually going today with my sister-in-law to be to Amelia Wixted for her to have her dress altered, which is so incredible. Oh. It is the coolest dress you've seen a picture
of. I have. It's amazing.
It's just got this incredible full skirt, but with such different pleating, and it's got pockets. Yeah. And
it's so modern, but so classic at the same time.
It's incredible, isn't it? Anyway, they're getting married in September, spring. So my mom is like, got her outfit, got her hat. I mean, she does not hang around.
Did she have it before they got engaged?
I mean,
she earmarked it.
Not quite, but literally, I think within about a week.
But where do you recommend for Mother of the Bride outfits? Because we get asked that a lot. And that is actually one of our top performing pieces ever on the wedding edition.
So my mom has got her dress from Louise Kennedy, who is an Irish designer. And she's got this amazing bright pink, sort of like a V, a bit crepey. Anyway, it's just so flattering and so beautiful. Cool. And I think Louise is really amazing for kind of grown-up women. I think we're featuring her on the gold edition soon. I did a piece on it recently. In fact, Amelia Wixted is in here, Amanda Waitley's in here. I mean, classic people to go to as someone like Catherine Walker or Faverbrook. There's a brand called Lalege Beaumont. I don't know how you say it. And they sell beautiful, beautiful sort of silk jacquard dresses and jackets and suits. Susanna, she's got amazing options for Mother of the Bride. My mum got her outfit from Armani for my wedding. I mean, that was quite a long time ago, but she looked lovely. And actually a slightly more affordable brand that I think does lovely dresses for Mother of the Brides is a brand called Gina Bocconi. And I think you can buy her at John Lewis. Covered arms. Nice V-necks or high necks, and they're kind of shift dresses just below the knee, pretty colours like soft blues and pinks. And
it's kind of goat, but more affordable.
Yes, goat's a good one, actually. Good one. My mum looked at a goat dress. Beulah has some really nice Mother of the Bride. What about you? Where did your mum get hers?
My mum had hers made.
Did she?
But Jewish weddings, very different vibe.
Jewish weddings? I want to be Mother of the Bride at a Jewish wedding.
I mean,
you go fully all out.
So Tours was the first non-Jewish wedding that I've ever been to.
I mean,
it was literally like being at the zoo. Fascinating.
Are you kidding? That's the first non-Jewish wedding you've been to.
Ben doesn't have a coloured waistcoat in his repertoire, so he stuck out like a sore thumb.
What colour was his waistcoat?
He doesn't have a waistcoat.
So
all Jewish weddings are black tie, pretty much. I mean, unless it's abroad. So
I actually love.
Yeah, it's lovely. It just gives you the opportunity to dress up in a way that you otherwise never would. So, you know, we wear incredibly formal dresses to Jewish weddings, and otherwise you don't really get the chance to do that, do you? So it's fun. It's good to have the chance to do that.
I haven't been to a Jewish wedding either. I haven't lived. I do really like morning suits if they are all grey.
Yeah.
So my husband got married in like the kind of traditional morning suit. So a black tailcoat, whatever you call it, and the sort of stripy trousers, which kind of makes me like, wince a little bit. It's so old school.
Is that more traditional than head to toe grey?
Yes.
Okay.
But head to toe grey. So my other brother that got married a couple of years ago, he wore grey jacket, tails, whatever you want to call it, and matching trousers, like a slim fitting with a coloured waistcoat.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
And that looks so good.
Yeah.
I do find like the old school tails and trousers, like.
It just has, it has to be, as you say, slim fitting, doesn't it?
Yeah. And so anyway,
oversized.
My brother, he's getting married. He's quite old school. He's getting married in September. I was like, he's like, tell me about the grey option. I was like, yes, yes, yes.
And where's he got his suit from? Where's he looked?
I think he's been as far as Faverbrook.
Okay. Ben went yesterday, actually. We've got three black tie weddings in the next 3 months, and he kind of had an epiphany that his black tie suit was 6 years old or something, so went to Suit Supply and said he had the most incredible experience. It was like £500 for a perfectly fitting suit. They do all the alterations there. They added side adjusters for him for free.
Got love it all side done. Adjuster, key.
And had it all done in about half an hour.
Good
Came
tip.
Back saying it was an incredible experience. And
where do you go to Suit Supply?
There's one on the corner of Savile Row.
I love this question. If you could be a professional in any sport...
I knew you'd like this question.
I was like, yeah, I want to answer that one.
Yeah, I have nothing to contribute to this
conversation. Oh, come on, you've got to pick a sport.
Is it like in a dream world or like... I mean, it's certainly not going
to happen.
It's not going
to happen. I'm sorry to break it to you.
Okay, I think tennis is the coolest sport. If you're going to be, if you're going to be a professional in anything, I think you want to be a pro tennis player. Great outfits. You follow the seasons. That would be mine. You?
I mean, I was going to say tennis, but that's all right. I was obsessed with Steffi Graf when I was younger.
Okay.
Like, literally obsessed. Yeah, tennis or...
I don't know why I can see you in athletics with like a javelin or something.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. Or like a high jump.
Well, I used to do...
Quite
I
leggy.
Used to do the hurdles.
There you go.
Used to do the hurdles at school. Probably... I'd love to be an amazing marathon runner. I mean, I absolutely hate running.
Yeah.
I do it, but I hate it. To be a skier that was that amazing would be...
Yeah.
Pretty insane, wouldn't it?
Anything that involves good travel, I think, is key.
It's a bit cold, actually. Daily routines. What's your morning routine? As we could be here a long while.
Well, yeah, it's long. My morning routine is I wake up, I look at my phone. I don't want to, but I do. I feel guilty about that every day.
Do you? What, in the morning?
Yeah. It's like the first thing I look at. It's just really bad, isn't it? Anyway.
I don't know that it is.
You start your day on somebody else's note. I think I've read that recently. Anyway, whatever.
I think I get it, looking at it before you go to bed. I do that too. It's bad. But I think in the morning, like, check nothing's come in that's urgent,
that's
or
true.
Someone's...
killed it in the night.
I don't know, broken their toe on the way to work or something.
More your concern than mine, but yeah. I don't snooze, but I do lie in bed for like half an hour, 40 minutes. I need to like recover.
40?
Yeah, I can, yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
What ways you could be asleep? 40 minutes?
I just need it, yeah. Clean my teeth, shower, get ready. I mean, really nothing very exciting. I remember chatting about this with Winnie, who listens to affirmations and does all kinds of glorious things that I would aspire to in the morning, but I'm...
Does she really, though?
Yes, I think she does. And I'm more of a get up and go.
I do not lie in. My husband snoozes and it annoys the hell out of me. I'm like, get out of bed.
And also, it just, I might be trying to sleep and his bloody alarm is ringing every 5 minutes.
And if I'm making noise at night...
Oh, God forbid. God forbid.
If I'm on Instagram and a sound comes up, he's like, damn, I'm trying to get sleepy. I do not snooze. I get up, see my children, gym, shower.
Get ready.
Have a bagel. And... start work. That's kind of it. No affirmations.
No, it'd be nice.
But I got to exercise. Like I used to be so religious and I used to exercise sort of 5-6 times a week. And now I've kind of gone, actually, if it's going to make me so knackered, then I won't and I'll have a bit longer bed.
That is the advice, isn't it? That actually sometimes it's more harm than good.
Dead by the end of the week, then.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
sometimes you just got to sack it.
Oh, this is a good one. Back to fashion.
Yeah.
One fashion item you have had on your wish list for years but haven't bought it yet, and why? I feel like you ticked a big one off in the last year.
My Chanel bag.
Yeah.
It's probably a Kelly. I mean, and that's just because I'd have to sell it along.
Having said that, the new price of Chanel is actually not even far off.
Oh, really?
Hermes prices. Yes. Yes. They just hiked their prices up 15% again.
Hermes is like, I mean, let's not even say how much money it is on a podcast because it's just like so offensive that a bag could cost so much. But I used to want a Birkin and now I'm like,
it's not very practical without a long strap, you know.
Talking bags. Do you know what bag I really, really, really love?
Tell me.
And I would suggest that people look at, because I think they're very Kelly inspired and they come in amazing colours, is a Louis Vuitton Capucine. They're just so lush.
Yeah.
And stylish and timeless. And I just think it's such a brilliant, brilliant design that they've come up with. I mean, it's quite Kelly inspired.
It is.
But I do love it. Have you seen it in bright yellow? It's just,
no.
Oh my God, you need to look at it.
I love a bag. If we're talking about the merit of a Kelly, the lack of a long strap is a real failure on a Birkin.
Yes. Although it'd be so massive, it's like you've got a suitcase around your waist.
Well, not if you've got a smaller one. Depends what size
you get. True, true, true. I mean, if I was going to get a Birkin, I think I'd get one that I could fit everything in.
Interesting.
Yeah, would you?
Definitely.
When I bought my Chanel for my birthday, I ummed and awed about the medium. I think I was texting you and Lou from the store going, did I get the medium or the jumbo?
Yeah.
And my husband was like, get the medium. And I was like, I want to use it every day. Yeah. I don't want to just have one for special occasions.
No.
I kind of want it to be every day. So I went jumbo. Best decision I made. Actually, I've had loads of DMs from people saying, what size did you get? And do you recommend it? And I really, really do. Your favourite road or area in London to shop?
Mine is definitely Notting Hill. I love Notting Hill. I love everything about it. I love that you can walk from Westbourne Grove and do all the kind of boutiques down to Portobello and buy some trash for 10 quid. And yeah, I love the whole area. We're renting there at the moment and it gives me such joy. I love it. What about you?
Well, funny you should say that because, I mean, the place where I tend to go would be Brompton Cross or the King's Road because that's like the closest to me. I went to Westbourne Grove with Coco on Sunday and we went to Astrid and Miu and got
I'm really jealous of that. I think it looks lovely.
Just the loveliest thing.
Yeah.
So it's basically a chain that's welded together so there's no catch.
Yeah.
And you can't get it off.
The only problem for me would be spray tans.
I guess so.
It's thin enough that you can go over it really, Connie.
Oh my God.
It's gorgeous.
We were just so thrilled. Anyway, so it was a bit of a holiday treat.
Sweet.
And it's quite a long way from our house. But actually, on a Sunday, it took
literally just over half an hour.
We got to Westbourne Grove and we potted around and there were just lots of amazing people around.
It's great people watching.
Yeah. To Juice Baby for Juice and to Ash and Mew. And anyway, it was just heaven. Mm. I felt like I was in another country and I got home and I said to my husband, I was like, wow, that really is just...
Yeah.
Everything's there and it's so civilized and not too busy. And I thought I need to just get in the car on a Sunday and drive up here more often and have a bit of lunch and just mooch around because I felt like it was a real treat.
Yes.
So
best area.
Enjoy it while you're there.
Oh, I will.
We've had a question on recommendations for family-friendly beach clubs in Ibiza.
I can recommend beach clubs in Ibiza, but not necessarily family-friendly ones, I'm afraid. So that's your bag. Have you even been with the kids?
No, I've never been with my children. I know that Beach House has a really nice kids club. So that is my top tip.
Yeah.
But I can't say I've taken my children to Ibiza. I would love to. Up until now, it's been my sort of time out. This is where I've been with friends.
Yeah.
We had my husband's 40th there. My husband and I also went for a weekend this year, which was just heaven.
So jealous.
Just the best. And we did Chiringuito, we did Bezo, Informatera, Experimental Cocktail Club, Nobu. It was pretty...
You crammed a lot in.
Yeah, we did. It was epic. Beach House, I would say, I know is brilliant for the children.
Yeah.
You're better to ask Laura Wills or Katie Impey. And in fact, Katie Impey's guide to Ibiza is coming out on Sherlock's next week, I think.
Oh, is she doing... Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, there you go. That'll be all the recommendations you need. Georgie, tell us about the detox week.
I am sitting here with a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
We are doing a detox on Sherlock on the 20th of September, which I'm really excited about. We've teamed up with Lucy Miller Nutrition and it's 10 days. And we're going to be doing a special segment of the podcast with Lucy to explain it. And we're going to be doing, there are basically three options. You can do just really healthy eating, mm-hmm. and there'll be loads of plans and recipes and advice and meditations and yoga. You can also add in a 2-day juice, which I won't be doing because I can't
neither
juice. Yeah. And you can also add in a protein supplement, which she really advises.
And do you pay for it?
If you want to juice, you pay, I think it's 50 quid to juice.
Great.
And if you want the protein supplement, I think it's about the same, but everything else is free.
Amazing.
So if you just want to do a healthy detox and change your diet and do some different exercise and some meditations, then that's all free.
Oh,
and Lucy is a wonderful nutritionist, so I'm thrilled for that. I think what people are getting at, though, is my drip that I did.
Well, there's another question about your drip as well, so go on, tell us about your drip.
I did a drip last night. There's a mixed response to my drip, which was with Get a Drip. It was a double detox drip.
Yep.
It's packed with vitamins.
And is that what it is? It's literally just a bit of water with some vitamins.
It's vitamins, yeah. I think. I don't know the whole breakdown. There are a couple of people like, there's no medical evidence that these work.
Okay, but
you're
going
to get a massive bruise. Well, I haven't got a bruise.
Well, then anyway, so what?
I slept like a baby. I feel quite good today.
And also, presumably, you know, it's a nurse who comes over and administers it. You're not just shoving a needle in your arm, are you?
No. She was a proper nurse and I have no bruise. Is it a placebo effect? Who knows?
Who
but I know that this particular company was set up by a diabetic who used to go. So Drips, I'll probably criticize this, but Drips is hugely about hydration.
Yeah,
I don't drink enough water.
That's why in Grey's Anatomy they would always link themselves up to a drink if they'd been out the night before.
Link themselves up to a drink?
Yeah, to a drip.
To use a drink.
Sorry. Not that. But that would be nice, though, wouldn't
that'd
it?
That would be nice. Can I just infuse, you know, vodka into my veins?
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah.
Anyway, clearly not everybody's on board, but it was set up by a guy who was a diabetic.
Okay.
And he used to go in and have quite a lot of trips for hydration. And they've got 3 clinics and they're launching in Selfridges and it can't be total bullshit.
No.
I mean, Selfridges are pretty fussy about who comes in.
I also walked past, there's a drip station now in Westfield, in Shepherd's Bush.
Mm.
Yeah, so pretty mainstream.
Anyway,
do your research.
Felt good, and I am, as I said, drinking a Diet Coke, but after a weekend of football and friends for lunch and all sorts of things, I'm having a dry week until I go away on Friday.
Ooh,
and
well done, good for you.
I know.
It's Tuesday.
haven't had drinks since Saturday.
No, you're quite good at a dry week when you commit to it as well.
Quite good for me.
Yeah, it is.
So far.
Okay, great.
Sunday, Monday.
A whole two days.
But anyway, someone came over to my house yesterday and they had gin tonic and I didn't. So
well done.
This is to both of us. If you could rob, I love the word rob. If you could rob one thing from each other's wardrobe, what would it be? I was thinking about this when I saw this question pop up.
Go on then. What was your answer?
I think from your wardrobe, it would probably be your Loewe Navy puzzle bag.
Mm. Which you weren't that into when I first got.
No, I wasn't into
the puzzle.
Until I saw it in Navy.
Oh,
and it's really good in Navy.
Mm.
I don't like it patchworky.
I don't
like the mixed colours on
and
it.
And actually, I don't like it in black because it does look like a camera bag.
Yeah, I don't like that. You also have a new Chanel bag and it was your 30th. Charlotte's a decade younger than me. Anyway, and you have a red classic that is, I'm really fussy about corals.
Yeah,
it's like a corally red. I'm looking at my phone cover.
Yes, it's
which
a bit like that, isn't it? Yeah.
Sort of this thing. It's a
kind
dreamy
like
colour. So I'd probably be after one of those.
Yeah, that's a good colour. I think I would take,
She's
probably, don't know any of it. Yeah, a load of shit. I'm joking. I would take your pink Ray coat, your shearling Ray coat.
Oh,
that's a good one. And
your
new white Bottega heels, square toe.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're a good buy. Yeah.
Lots of self tan.
That's
key. That is the key. I think it was Anna Bromelow who came in, wasn't it, and said,
yes.
Top tip was tan on your feet.
Yes.
And I feel like quite a few of us went, oh my God, that's such.
Oh, it's essential. Yeah.
I mean, Hodges feet were orange the other day. I was like, think you're taking the tip quite
too far.
Quite literally. But it makes such a difference.
Yeah.
How did you meet in first impressions?
How did we meet?
We met.
I applied for a job.
She came for an interview.
Did you know I was 24? It was nearly 6 years ago when I first interviewed her.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
It was
November 2015.
You'd worked at that present company. What was it called?
Ask Her Friends. Yeah. I'd been there. It was like a really
You'd been there 5 minutes, hadn't you?
Yeah. It was like straight out of uni, super quick. I sent a cold email to our then deputy editor saying, hi, I love Sherlock. Do you happen to have a job? I'm sure I've said this many times before. And as a matter of fact, there was nobody at that time. The editorial team didn't have a designated person on fashion, and you had just decided to start looking for that, but hadn't even advertised for it yet. So I got in at the right time.
I know, I remember it well. I remember thinking she was great.
Well, I would hope so. But also, I remember thinking the interview was lots of fun because we sat with magazines. You might not remember this, but we sat with magazines and we just flicked through and you said, who here is on brand for Sherlock's? Who here is on brand for Sherlock? Like that. It was like a game.
Why? We should do that more.
It was super fun.
Well, it worked, didn't it?
It did. There we
and
go.
I remember your green velvet jacket. That was your mum's.
And you were wearing you've got a pink, I don't know if you still got it, just a pink chiffon-y blouse, maybe with a gilet. Do you know? Still remember. Classic, pink and grey. There we go.
Nothing changes. Wardrobe organisational rules. How to store different types of clothes. Easy access. By colour,
big changeover. So don't have all your winter stuff out when it's summer and vice versa. Yeah, just be sensible.
Do you change yours over?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, do you?
No.
Because you've got all the space in the world in your beautiful dressing room. I've got space
now, which is lovely.
Yes.
I also think, you know, being in the UK, I don't feel like I have that defined, a winter and a...
No, I did actually change over this year. I mean, because we moved. I know, but I dumped everything wintry at my parents' house. And actually, I have to say, I've needed most of it. Yeah, so it's true. Switch over, but have access, I think, is key.
Switch over, have access. But yeah, I think my colour is key.
Yeah.
Fashion elegance at the beach. How do you look elegant at the beach?
So I feel like this is a lot of trial and error. Personally, I've just tried to make my beach wardrobe what I like in my everyday wardrobe. So therefore, just a really oversized caftan. I think you can't go wrong. Then you don't have to worry about your tan, about your wobbly bits, whatever it is you don't like. Something, you know, if you can go Pippa Holten, then great. If not, there are so many. Oysho have some amazing, really oversized, wafty caftans. That with a big hat, some sunglasses.
Lovely.
So glamorous. What about you?
I think to look chic on the beach, you've got to slick your hair back. Mm-hmm. I don't think hair ever looks good. I mean, if you are in the sun and it's hot and you've got sun cream in, I think very few people can have their hair down. So I think slicked back hair and a bit of jewellery, actually, and a lip or a bit of, you know, if you really want to look chic, then I think a lip, some sunglasses, a bit of jewellery, slick back hair. Like, I think you can still make an effort.
I think one of those things you have to realise as you get older, like, I would love to be somebody who could rock up at the beach and make no effort and have my hair, you know, that would be so nice, but I just look shit. So I do put on a bit of makeup and I don't feel guilty about that, because not if I'm having a hardcore sunbathing day, but if I'm going to a beach club, if it's going to make you feel better.
So I don't have hardcore sunbathing days anymore. Like, I sit in the shade.
Yeah, that's true.
I really do.
I know.
Or best career advice you've ever been given. I mean, we are jumping around.
Go on, what's yours?
No one's irreplaceable. Which sounds
all right. Cutthroat.
I know. But it's given me comfort over the years. So I'm really sorry, but I was racking my brains. And as an employer, you really worry when you've got someone that you know is seriously good. And by the way, I don't underestimate. God, that sounded really harsh.
No, I completely get it.
It sounds really harsh, but like, there is something like when somebody who's been with you for years leaves or goes on maternity leave or whatever, it's... I've been there, and it's like this sick feeling, like someone's like stabbed you in the heart, and I found it really hard initially. And I just remember Natalie Massenet saying years and years and years ago, she just said, just remember, because it's so unsettling in the early days when people leave, and just remember that it all works out in the end. And sometimes it means you've got to hire two people to replace them, or you've got to change the structure of something, but it kind of all works out in the end. And that's not to say that I don't value my team. I seriously value my team, but to lie awake every night and panic that people are going to leave is a really unnerving
It's not worth trying either.
And actually, it will all be okay.
I also think as well that an important thing to remember as both an employee and an employer is that no one is ever bigger than the business. And like, that's important for... it's the same thing. Yeah, no, which is the same thing. Which I always think is... It's an important way to check your ego at both ends of the spectrum, I think.
Yeah, and I think we've got the best people here. Mm. You know, I think the majority of our team, I know, go the extra mile. Like, I really do. There's very few people I don't think do that at Shit Up.
I've always said you hire very well. I always think that. You hire nice people.
We've got someone who hires very well now.
Yes, Loz hires very well.
Loz hires
you do
very
together.
Well.
You've always hired nice. You've always hired very nice people.
She's a good hirer. But anyway, I hate that doesn't come across negatively. What's your best career advice?
I don't know what best career advice I've ever been given, but the best career advice I would give is check your ego, wait your turn, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, and graft.
Okay, that's from our... You're a grafter. I'm a grafter.
We're grafters.
What's dated in the fashion world these days? Frankie Shop t-shirt.
Shoulders? God, I hope not. Got a gilet to get some more use out of.
No, I think just...
You know, I know what's dated.
Bad shapes are dated.
Bad shapes. Fitted clothes are dated.
Yes.
And sexy clothes are dated. Like,
that's
overtly
a good shout.
Sexy.
That's a good shout. Bodycon dresses.
Bodycon. Sorry, Hervé Leger.
Yeah.
Anything embellished?
I don't think I ever wanted an Hervé Leger dress.
No, I might have done for 5 minutes when I was 15 or something. Also, platform heels. No.
Unless you're Carrie Bradshaw coming back for Sex and the City. Charlotte is just dying about that photo. I mean, I did look at it and I was like, I think my response was, oh dear.
Yeah. I think mine was that, but in stronger terms.
Yeah.
Dreadful.
Shame. I still want to watch it. Can we just watch Just Carrie? Could it be a spin-off? I don't mean to be harsh on Charlotte and Miranda.
I'm not sure I agree. No. If we're going to have a spin-off, I want them all.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't
want any of it, though.
But Sarah Jessica Parker just like doesn't age. She's just like...
Oh, she looks pretty aged to me.
It's her Nicole D thing.
She still isn't doing the reboot.
Those shoes that SJP was wearing. I mean, they were so 90s, weren't they?
Also, the thing is as well...
But she looked great above that.
Yeah, she did. She looks
great.
Just
the shoes. I couldn't cope with the shoes.
She also... the thing with Sarah Jessica Parker as well is obviously she was dressed as Carrie in that role. But yes. I think also like we kind of confuse her with Carrie.
Well, I think she is quite Carrie, though.
I think she is. But also she generally, when you see her papped out and about, looks quite awful.
Like she looks quite like Carrie, though, on and off. She looks a bit like... A bit bag. Lady, a bit fashion,
but you can't really. Nothing will ever go back to those like heyday days where she was just this like smoking hot 30 something and
New Year's Eve,
the fur with that with the net face. Oh my god, amazing!
I'm talking about the New Year's Eve where she goes.
Yeah, the film. Yeah. She wears a little netting thing over her face. Yeah, it's a beanie with like a veil. Yeah, and the fur and the trackies. Oh,
and I'm sure she's got pearls on.
That's actually the film, and I don't often say nice things about the film, but she is very well dressed there.
Yeah, she is. It's great.
Yeah.
On the subject of footwear, someone said this really stupid question. It's not a stupid question. Do you change your shoes when you arrive at work? I loved this question.
When I used, I've become very lazy and I drive in as much as possible now, so I don't do much commuting. But yeah. When I was, there is no shame. Don't wear, you know, dad trainers with a skirt if you're going into the city, but there's no shame in wearing, you know, Converse or gym trainers with your outfit and then putting them on. Just put them in a nice bag. Don't put them in a Sainsbury's bag or a Longchamp bag or anything else dreadful, and you know, just do it stylishly. But yes, absolutely, you shouldn't have to totter to the station if you have to wear heels for work. You don't agree, but you don't commute, so.
But
I think,
don't commute. I sort of want to be me from the minute I walk out the door.
But you can be like, for example, I'm
I can't
now.
Cope with trainers and
a midi skirt.
I can't cope with trainers and tights. Yeah. I'm really sorry. Just wear flats to work then.
Yeah.
There are so many great flats. I saw a woman the other day. She was just wearing the most amazing Rupert Sanderson flats.
Cool.
And she just looked so... I would just rather wear amazing flats and be me from walking out the door and carry myself as I'm going to carry myself. Mm. But I don't get on a train.
But also...
So you may well be booing me at the sound of that.
But you could have smart flats to commute in and then still take your heels for your meeting or leave them under your desk or whatever, so...
But wearing heels at work is hard.
But wearing heels on the train is harder.
Yeah. How honest are you with your friends if you don't think they suit an outfit? This is such a good question. Because Charlotte and I are both takes one to no one quite opinionated and quite straight talk. Okay.
But also sensitive. Like, I would never want to hurt someone's
feelings.
Oh
my God. I mean, totally. We're not bitches. Like, but, we're nice people. Right.
This actually happened this weekend. Lou sent a message to Polly and I wearing her incredible
white
dress.
Angelic is the only word for it.
So angelic, saying, do you think this is overdressed for dinner? And I did tell her I did think it was overdressed. I said it nicely. I would never want anyone to feel out of place. So I did say, perhaps wear it with flats. But anyway, she didn't feel out of place. So I would just word it nicely.
Lou wanted your opinion.
Unsolicited.
No, but as in, some people ask your opinion and they don't want your opinion. So that's the difference. Mm. I've got certain friends who will say to me, a great friend of mine, she doesn't live in London, and she'll often send me a picture of, and she often buys, she lives in the Channel Islands, she often buys things and sends them back. So she'll send me a picture and she'll say yes or no. And I'll always say, I know she actually wants my advice, she's not sure. And if I lived around the corner, she'd be like, can you pop around and look at this? So I would totally say yes or no. And she'll often give me the black shoes or the nude shoes or whatever. So I know she actually wants an answer.
Yeah.
She doesn't just want...
Validation.
Validation. Mm. There are other people that do just want validation.
Yes, so true.
And they say, can I show you something? And you say,
Yeah.
My mom quite often shows me something. And I'm like, But then she keeps it. Anyway, she showed me a hat yesterday. She's like, what do you think? Yes or no? And I was like, I think yes. And she's like, with the pink flowers or without? I was like, without. I think she's going to get the pink flowers anyway.
Okay.
And she's like, but do you like the hat? And I was like, I really like the hat. And I was like, I would tell you, if that was an expensive hat, like, I would tell you.
Yeah.
And so I could tell her, but there are definitely certain people.
No, that you're right. There are some people, also, especially if somebody spent a lot of money on something, and you just, sometimes it's just nicer to be nice.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Let's pick one more each. Okay. Question to ask. You've got quite a few here.
Okay.
Best age to marry, have kids?
Oh, silly question. Whenever you're ready.
I think...
you're like, that's nice. I think it's...
I think if you both know... Get married, because I think I'm pro-marriage. Mm. I'm not saying everyone needs to, but just on a personal level, I think being married is just amazing. Yeah. And I don't know how many years with my husband before we had children, quite a lot. Mm. And it was so great to do all these things, and whether it was having friends for dinner or going on holiday as husband and wife. And I loved that time.
Being married is the best thing ever.
It's the best thing ever. I mean, literally, I've got goosebumps now.
Just and you think that it won't change anything. We were together for 9 years before we got married, but like everything changed when we got married. I love it. Yeah.
I know, it makes me really it makes me really emotional. It is, and I would say, as for the children thing, I get sad sometimes when some people say, oh, I don't know if we want children. And I'm not saying everyone should have children. When women I can see would make lovely mothers, and when I think I'm also confident that they'll get there. And I think the right time to have children is when you like ache for them as a woman. And I think that comes without having to force it. And if it doesn't, you don't want children, fair enough, each their own. But
you know that it's additive. It's hugely
so,
additive.
It's yeah. so additive. I ached for it. Like I was so ready.
Yeah, I have no ache whatsoever.
And you'll get the ache, and then it will be the best thing you ever did.
Until then, I'll enjoy holidays.
Until then, yeah. Enjoy lions, brunches. And
exactly, I will. Okay, on that note, Georgie, key to a long-lasting relationship?
Having fun together.
Nice.
Being kind. Marrying a kind man.
I was just about to say.
Having the same life goals. I don't think you need to have all the same hobbies, but I think you have to want the same things out of life and grow together and be aligned and have a shared vision, whatever that is you.
Yeah, same. Be nice to each other. Don't nitpick. Just be lovely. Remember that it's fun, and that it's only fun if you're nice to each other.
Yeah. Good place to end. Yeah. Whoa. There's loads of questions we didn't get through. Thank you to everyone who sent their questions. We'll have to do it. We'll have to do it again. That's it for today. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed that, then do please rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, leave us a comment, and we will be back soon. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.